escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Oh, getting hyped. Oh, man. Well, tennis in about 2.5 hours. And Champ Camp, where the Eagles are practicing right now. Our broadcast is driven by Forest River RV by Camping World. RV sales, service parts, and accessories. All right, let's close out the Twitter poll questions of the day as we get ready for the tennis competition coming up in the next couple of hours. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, our first poll question today is, do you want MLB to implement a salary cap? John, how do you think people voted on this? Do people want a salary cap in baseball?
I'm going to guess no. But I really don't have any feel for this at all. So 70% say no.
So 58% of people say no, which really shocks me that it's that 42% of people want a salary cap.
I thought it would be way lower on the 42%.
I thought it'd be 90-10.
I was thinking 80-20 was where
I mean, two things. One, it's the only sport without one, and I think there's something to be said for having some fun with one league not being hamstrung by the commissioner and the owners doing all that salary cap stuff.
I think there's one.
Two, I mean, we're in Philadelphia where we got a top five payroll in baseball. Now, we don't always. But we know we can.
I think the people who say no, you know, who are against it, they look at, you know, the Soto contract, Shohei Ohtani, that was spread out.
But
that
how about Harper and Trey Turner?
I mean, 100%.
We don't got much room to complain here in Philadelphia.
Well, there's a big difference between 300 and 700 million.
There is, but there's a big difference between 300 million and, like, I mean, wasn't Bryce Harper, James, as of 2 years ago or so, making more than the ace?
Yes.
As a team?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. Ridiculous. All right, second poll. But, I mean, and that's why some owners want a salary cap, but I still would say I'd rather not have one. All right, second poll question. If I beat Fritz today in tennis, do you think I become the favorite in the overall best of five? John, how do you think people voted on this one?
80% say no.
58% say no.
Huh.
Okay. All right. All right. A lot to chew on and react to. Let's go to the phones and talk to Chris in Middletown right now. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, adults and loser Muppet Weasel.
Christopher.
What's up, Chris?
You should save that stuff for Fritz. While I normally respond to you, it is he, not I, sir, that shall be that today. At least I hope so.
I gotta address important people first. You stand by. Mr. John Ritchie, congratulations, sir.
Thank you so much.
I was so happy to hear the news. Like, honestly, it made my day. I couldn't think of a nicer human being that I've ever had an interaction with
Chris.
In a short time. But good for you, man. I'm super happy for you.
Thanks, man.
Now, on the flip side, talking about bad interactions with bad humans, Weasel, you are so out of line and over your skis on this. Like, you're puffing out your chest and trying to talk smack. Dude, you barely won in golf. Like, it went down to the last hole for you to win, and then you got absolutely embarrassed. 0-8.
Yeah, I did. I did get embarrassed in baseball.
And you want to try to chirp a little bit about tennis? Like, you have busted flabby groins or hips or whatever you got going on in that
wow.
Like, evil body of yours, and you think you're going to have lateral movement to be able to shift and then move towards anything? Like, dude,
that should be a concern. The lateral agility stuff for tennis, absolutely. At least.
And John,
and basketball.
Alone? I mean, I bet you he can't stand out on the court for a half hour. Just stand in the heat without collapsing because he's in such a bad shape.
I think he's worked himself to the point where he could do that. He has put the time and effort in, which is something I don't think Jack has done unless he is completely, I don't know, misleading us. Yeah, rope-a-doping us. But Jack might be rope-a-doping us.
John.
His like a bike comment really sticks with me.
Yep, me too.
The weasel is built for short things. So, he's not made for the long haul, if you know what I mean. So,
we shall see. That's the beauty of it all.
I mean,
I don't think anyone has any idea what we're about to witness. It's fascinating.
We're about to witness a human in terrible shape probably collapse and
you shouldn't say that about Jack.
No,
I'm worried about Rhea. Jack's preparation.
Rhea, I love you, but man, Rhea, you know you're on the wrong side of this whole thing. So.
I'm on the right side of righteousness.
You're being a good teammate is what you're doing. So
I've never been accused of that.
Guys, listen, Muppet Weasel, obviously you're about to get crushed again today, so I applaud you, I guess, for sticking your chin out there for it. But I do have a movie for you.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if it's been said, but how about Rain Man?
Rain Man was said.
By you.
Great answer.
You got to give me a different one there, Chris.
James.
Okay. I'm going to pivot to one of my daughter's favorite movies, and that is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh,
yeah.
Snow White.
Wow.
Wow.
That is a huge answer.
That is a really big answer. It's got winning potential.
It does. That's the leader in my clubhouse right
Certainly
now.
Certainly a classic. All right, this Fritz and Me thing, I don't know if it's a classic, but it's been enjoyable, and I hope people listen. I hope you've enjoyed it. He said a few other things yesterday, and let's go back to one thing Fritz said yesterday about this tennis competition. We played this earlier, but for those just tuning in, this is important for you to know. As we get to tennis in about 2 hours, here's something Jack said yesterday.
Jack, have you played tennis leading up to tomorrow's Fritz to Camera 3?
Yeah, so I got out there yesterday.
Okay.
And was whacking the old tennis ball around.
Okay.
Yeah,
who
sure
are you
was.
Playing with?
My good pal, Goose.
Okay. So
neither of us tennis players. We're baseball players converted into tennis players for a day.
Okay.
But I will say, it was a lot like riding a bike. I think people are expecting the camera to win tomorrow, and that's fine. I hope you do that. Again, I want to lower expectations. But I think
he says.
I actually think I'm going to surprise people tomorrow with my tennis skills.
Okay, so two different things there. One is confidence, but at the beginning point, it's like he obviously hasn't taken
so
it that seriously.
I don't know.
Unless he's joking.
That's the thing. I can't believe he would be this confident. And then you throw in that it's like riding a bike.
Yeah.
I was surprised it was like so easy to get back on the horse, so to speak. I think there's a lot of fibbing going on by Jack. And maybe I'm way off base on this. If I'm way off base on this, you're going to be golden. Golden. Because I don't think... I think it is such a skilled sport. Like, you can't just go out there. There's no way I would be able to go out there and function. I would lose to everyone because I can't even serve and keep it in.
Yeah, if he can't play, he will lose.
Right.
Yeah.
So there is a steep learning curve at the beginning of tennis that you have to be past.
Unless he's just joking. And he already passed it 20 years ago, and this has been a big joke.
That's
the
thing.
Time.
Riding a bike.
Well,
makes
look,
me think 20 years ago he was doing this tennis thing.
So if he's telling the truth, and we don't know, I tend to think he's telling the truth. But if he's telling the truth, well, clearly Spike isn't thrilled with Jack on that front. Listen to something else that happened yesterday on the afternoon show.
you know, you dialed in for the baseball, and you've gone right back to this, Jackson.
I really wish I would have practiced more for golf. That's the one that still is sticking in my craw.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you learned your lesson by not practicing for tennis.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. All right. But I think I'm going to surprise you tomorrow. I do.
I don't think you are.
I love when Spike says you learned your lesson. As Spike's saying, you didn't learn your lesson.
Has Spike seen Jack play tennis at any point in time?
Obviously
it sounds
not.
Like he has not. No. So he really doesn't have any inkling. Ike probably doesn't have any inkling. No one knows if Jack is legit or not.
No,
but
we don't.
We know that you have some capability and that you feel very confident in your capability. You guarantee to win.
Yeah, but that was before the groin tear.
I understand, and that does factor in.
It really does.
I think earlier today you said I'm going to kick his ass. I believe the words did come out.
Yeah, but
that
wasn't. There was no G word there. There's no guarantee. It's a satch.
You had already guaranteed.
Yeah, I did, but I didn't double down on it. If you notice, I just kind of moved around.
Does that mean it's erased because you didn't double down?
It means
you said it.
Why? Then I was discovered to have a groin tear and had a freaking injection, which I will say I think has helped. But I wish I didn't have the groin tear or whatever, you know, I don't know, it could be a hip thing.
So you tore your groin.
Well, we don't know exactly. If there's some tearing in there, precise nature, a little undetermined. But
there
might be.
You've torn your groin at the first onset of movement.
Yeah, that's
every
concerning.
Time you've done something.
That's a problem.
Correct? Like you went out.
Not
and
every
you,
time, but at times.
But
yes.
When you tried to run in baseball, that's when you tweaked the groin, right?
Yeah.
So what makes you think when you try to run now doing these other sports that the groin stays intact?
Here's the good news. Tennis and basketball
are lateral.
You rarely run in a straight line. You're fastest.
I know, but groin is tweaked by lateral movement.
I know.
Not running straight ahead. Lateral.
Well, maybe it's the hip, John, because it seems to me that the straight line gives me the biggest problem. I mean, just being honest.
Well, then maybe.
Because the doctor has said it might be the hip.
Okay. Well, then, yeah.
And by the way, it might be the psoas.
Are we talking about the hip flexor, the one that lifts
your leg? I don't know.
Right here?
I'm not sure. But there's also a psoas thing that it could be that all.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Awesome. I'm doing my exercises. I'm doing my best. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Make sure you unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
John Ritchie, hey man, dude, listen, congratulations. We all joke around and talk sports and whatnot, but we also get to know each other over the years. So happy for you. I'm just wondering, your guys' dance is going to be something by Hendrix, perhaps. If six was nine, time is yours.
That's funny. John, have you thought of a... Do you guys have a song?
I don't know. I don't think
I think
do.
You would know if you do, yeah.
No, actually, you know what?
No, you
James,
know what?
There's a chance he would not know.
You're so right.
I was watching the Billy Joel documentary, the two-parter, the other day, and some of those songs were really amazing and made me get emotional thinking about her and how they applied to her. So maybe I'll delve back into Billy Joel's
stuff.
That's nice. You could also do one bourbon, one shot, one beer, and because you know my line, scratch my back, baby. That's my line. Scratch
Great wedding song. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. I hear it all the time.
So I think I found a great idea for a punishment for Joe versus Jack. So whoever loses has to set up a book signing event for the other person, meaning getting the venue, getting all the books ready, promoted it That's on funny. Their show, and yeah. the day of the event, they have to wear a shirt that says Joe or Jack is the better act. Time's yours.
That's really funny.
That's brilliant, actually.
Yeah, no, that's...
I do like it.
That's pretty good. I actually have advocated for something sort of similar, but not with the punishment, that when this is all done, we have a joint book signing event, which I think would be fun. But the idea of having to lug the books for the other guy to the event or something is pretty good.
Congratulations, John. Good luck in the future. I hope your family just gets closer and closer, and you and Alicia fall deeper in love every day. Time's yours.
Wow, that's really nice. Thank you.
So what are we calling this tennis match today? Simpleton? Seriously, I hope you two leave it out all on the court today. And don't use this hot weather as an excuse. Time's yours.
Simpleton.
That's really funny.
Simpleton.
You know, I don't know, guys, when you combine Simple and Jack, there is a movie where there's a reference to
Tropic
Simple
Thunder.
Jack. Yeah. Not at all flattering.
Hey, John, congratulations. Did you get down on one knee, or did you pull a Fritz and get down on both knees?
Yes! Yes! On a call!
Wow. Oh, that's great.
That'll
and
be
by
the
way,
the
for, those, for, sure. for those that do not know the backstory, it's not exactly what you might think it is. It references our golf match. And something that he did during the golf match.
Is Time's Your Comments eligible for Drop of the Week?
Oh, that'll be there.
That's a banger.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's a drop of the year right
yes.
there. Sir, you have my admiration. And with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-233-4500.
All right. I have an announcement to make.
Wow. Late in the show.
None of you know about this, but in the last 10 minutes, Whoa. There was a series of text messages with our bosses, and the bosses have made the decision because of the heat.
Oh, no.
For the good of all the spectators and the participants to postpone today's tennis match.
No!
It was just in the last about 1 minute.
We gotta do this again!
That it has been postponed.
Oh,
yeah. Bam! No, I can understand that, James. Listen. The station, you got to remember, the station has to make sure people don't like really have serious heat stroke, especially at a station event.
No, I'm
especially
joking
if we as a radio station, because I joked earlier, like, hey, is someone going to bring an ambulance? Like, we are not equipped to have an ambulance. We are not equipped to have IVs out there or, you know, medics ready to go on the quick if people pass out. And I don't mean just us. I mean anyone that shows up. So I can understand that decision. Obviously, it's a disappointment on one level for sure. We were ready to go. I mean, I was really ready to go. But I can tell you, I think it is from a legal standpoint and all things considered, I think it is absolutely the right decision by the station. So, look, Ree, you got a free afternoon.
I know.
Go take your nap.
No, there's no nap today. I have my son's 16th birthday is this weekend, so I've been cleaning the house every day. I don't know why I'm cleaning the house for a teenager's birthday.
I'm sorry to hear it.
It's totally worthless. They're going to trash it in 5 minutes.
You know what? You know who I feel worse for?
What?
The worst for?
What?
Ava Graham just came back from vacation because she had a role with this event. I don't know what element it was, but... Ava, come here. Ava,
Can she go back?
Ava, come here. Come here. Come on. Get on the camera here. Get on the microphone. So, by the way, I really am sorry for anyone that was going to be driving down, which some of you may have already started out to drive. This is obviously just in the last few minutes. We don't have a rescheduled date. We'll try to do it as soon as possible. I know it's supposed to be hot again tomorrow. I don't know what happens here. Ava, so God bless you. Did you come up from the shore?
I did. I just drove right up from Seattle today.
Turn around and go back.
So what's funny is I actually, because I knew I was doing this today, I rescheduled my quizzo that's usually Wednesday night for Tuesday night. So I'm stuck here till 7 o'clock tonight for at PJ's. But it's, hey, listen, it is the best move. I know it does stink.
It's the right decision, don't you think?
Right, it is the right decision. It's
Were you part of this? Because management, you are management.
No, if I was a part of this, I think I wouldn't have driven up.
But this also was just literally, it was a text message in the last 3 or 4 minutes.
No, and honestly, I think it's
the big
bosses. It's just being outside at all. If you've stepped outside your door, you know that it is dramatically, disgustingly hot out. So, like, I think it's for the best. I do.
I mean, because for all we know, we could have someone who's 75 years old, showing up, and then that could be a real problem.
Yeah, and we do. We have line judges. We have people over at FDR Park who are going to be assisting us. And you know what? For everyone's safety, it's really just for the best.
All right, James, I know you played the boo sounder, and I get it, but...
I was just messing around.
I know you were.
You
co-signed this decision by the big bosses.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I want to see you play tennis today, but I understand that they have to be smart.
You know what they're going to do in the afternoon?
What?
They're gonna blame us.
They can do whatever they want.
Look, we were on the air. Jack...
I was ready to go. You guys know I was ready to go. I was ready to go. Well, the word has come down via text that it's over. I mean, when I say over, it's not happening today. It's going to happen sometime soon. We'll figure it out. I know this week's supposed to be brutal, so I don't know if it spills into next week. Just know this, like a good Boy Scout, which I'm not, whenever the day is, I will be prepared. I was prepared, and I had some tricks up my sleeve related to the Heat. but I will have to holster that for another day, and maybe, I mean, obviously, what will be less heat. All right, Ava, come here one more time, if you could, please. Because, Ava, we need you to, you know, so many years part of the morning show with Angelo and Al and Rhea and that crew. So please, you make the decision, Ava, for the best title with weather in it. Now, by title, we don't mean the best title. We mean the best movie or the best book or the best show.
Oh, I was listening on the way up. All right, so...
So we have Dust in the Wind, we have Gone with the Wind, we have Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Which, wow.
We have, it's always sunny.
Don't influence the decision, John.
And we think Somewhere Over the Rainbow does not count.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the does not count.
All right, so Gone with the Wind or Snow White?
I'm going to go Snow White.
Yes! Yes! Congratulations to the caller, Chris.
That's so exciting. What a great answer
there. Thank you for including me in this joke. I know you feel terrible about me driving up.
No, I do.
I do. It's fine.
And David,
but that's a great choice.
And David and Rod, our two bosses, are still going to have a job tomorrow because no one's going to die on the job today.
I'm fine. Yeah, exactly.
And I will say,
I would much rather prefer.
And look, as a participant who would have loved to play, I really would have. I totally understand the decision by management. So, look, if you we're driving down to FDR Park, please turn around. We'll figure out when we do it. And obviously, it'll be someday coming up kind of soon. All right, everyone have a great.
Jake Elliott just made like a 65-yard field goal with 10 yards to spare.
Very nice.
I don't know for sure that it was 65 yards, but it's far.
Well, that means.
And he cleared it by a lot.
You said it was 65 yards.
I'm guessing. I can't tell from here. Does it look like 60?
We got to roll. Joe and Hugh are coming up. Reminder, are you smarter than a 12th grader tomorrow? We'll have some fun with that on our program. And trade deadline, we're getting really close. Have a great rest of the day, everyone. Joe and Hugh from training camp, they're up next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.